朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
保罗用三方面来支持他务要传道对提摩太耳提面命的这一个命令。
In these eight verses, Paul used three different ways to encourage and command Timothy to preach the word.
我们每做一件事情，背后一定有它的动机和动力。
Whenever we do something, there must be a motivation and a motivating force.
我们做任何一件事情，一定有它的原因，一定有它的目的。
There must be a reason for what we do, and there must be some effect that we want to bring about.
是的，很多时候我们做事情常常像我们所形容的，好像无头苍蝇一样，在这里飞来飞去，毫无方向，撞来撞去。
Yes, very often we do things without thinking it through, like a fly flying around.
基督徒是个有方向的人。
But a Christian has a direction.
基督徒是个有使命感的人。
We are one with a commission.
基督徒是一个知道何去何从的人。
We know who we are following. We know where we're going.
基督徒是一个知道为谁辛苦、为谁忙的人。
A Christian knows for whom he is laboring.
所以在这里，我们看见保罗提醒提摩太，他在信仰里面好像他的儿子一样的这样的一个继承人，他向他提到三件事情的这个勉励。
And Paul encouraged Timothy, indeed, he treated Timothy as if he was his own son through the three different ways.
第二节是这一段圣经的主题。
Verse 2 is the central theme of this passage.
第一节是提到这个三个原因里面的第一个原因。
The first verse tells us the first reason.
第三节到第五节提到第二个原因。
Verses 3 to 5 is the second reason.
第六节到第八节提到第三个原因。
And verses 6 to 8 tells us the third reason.
第一个原因，第一个动力，动机是什么呢？
The first motivation for preaching the word,
保罗提到主耶稣基督要再来的这个事实。
It's the fact that our Lord Christ Jesus will come again.
第二，在三节到五节，保罗分析当时教会的状况给提摩太听。
And in verses 3 through 5, Paul sort of analyzed the situation of the church.
为什么要务要传道？因为教会有第三节到第五节的这样的需要。
You have to preach the word because from verse 3 and verse 5, you see the need of the church.
然后我最受感动的是第六节到第八节，保罗把他自己摆出来，说你要看我的榜样。
And in verse 6 to 8, Paul says, follow my example.
我曾经在这里提过，原来我再说一遍。
Allow me to repeat what I have said before.
今天我们在神的面前，神对我们的盼望和要求是真假的真。
One of the requirements that God has for us is to be true.
今天很多时候我们的谦卑是很假的，很不实在的，是让人家觉得听起来不是那样舒服的。
Very often when we are trying to be humble, our humbleness is not true.
我曾经说过，有一个人说，他说，我是一个很骄傲的人。
I've told you before, one person says, I'm a very proud person.
也许他真的很骄傲，不过这句话也可能表达他很谦卑。
Perhaps he is indeed a very proud person, but it could also signify that he is a humble person.
一个很骄傲的人，他很诚实，说我很骄傲，他可能很骄傲。
Yes, a person who is truly proud can say honestly, I'm very proud.
但是当他说我很骄傲的时候，也许这个人还蛮客气的，蛮谦卑的。
But in certain ways, when he says I'm very proud, he is actually very humble.
当一个人说自己很谦卑的时候，他一定不谦卑。
But on the other hand, if someone says I'm very humble, he is never really humble.
哦，你说李牧师说，哎，我谦卑的很呢，我很谦卑的。你越听越倒胃口。
And then if you say, oh no, Pastor Lee, I am very humble, then it just doesn't sound right.
保罗骄傲谦卑我不知道，但他很真实。
I do not know how Paul will strike us, whether he is proud or humble, but I know he is true.
今天是一个大家很习惯戴假面具的时候。
Today, we are very accustomed to this world where we put on masks.
我不晓得你的笑是真的笑还是假的笑。
So very often, I do not know whether your smile is true or false.
所以每一次你对我笑的时候。
So whenever you smile at me,
我就想从后面看看你那个面具后面是什么。
Very often, I would like to see beyond that smile what is there.
所以我们今天到教会来也是如此，因为我们在外面习惯了。对人家的这种表情，我们不能够马上看他的表面价值。
Because we are accustomed to living like this in the world, it's difficult for us to put it down when we come to church.
保罗骄傲，保罗谦卑，我不知道，但是我知道保罗非常的真实。
I do not know whether Paul is proud or humble, but I do know he is true.
在哥林多前书第十一章第一节，他对哥林多教会的人说：“你们要。”
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he told the church there, you should follow my example.
这件事情很好记。1 Corinthians 1:1:1. 哥林多前书十一章第一节，他说你们要效法我，但是后面他说一句什么话呢？你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
There he says, you have to follow my example as I have followed the example of Christ.
所以从第六节到第八节，他说你们要学我的样子。
In verse 6 to verse 8, he is saying this again.
三件理由，他告诉提摩太说，你要去传道。
He gave Timothy three reasons for preaching the word.
第一个，鼓励提摩太传道的动机是什么？
What is the first motivation?
保罗在第一节说：“我在神的面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度来嘱咐你。”
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge.
第一节讲到显现，第八节又提到显现这个字。
In verse 1, he mentioned how Jesus will appear, and in verse 8, he mentioned this.Again,
短短的八节圣经，以他的显现开始，以他的显现来结束。
It begins with the appearance of Jesus, and it ends with the appearance of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们在我们的信仰里面，我们常常强调几件事情。
Brothers and sisters, in our faith, we often emphasize certain things.
当我们搬进这个新堂的时候，有不少的弟兄姊妹很关心一件事。
When we moved into this church, many brothers and sisters were very concerned about one thing.
在这个新堂的里面，除了讲台上有个十字架以外，别的地方找不到十字架。
And their concern is there is no cross in this building other than in front of the pulpit.
所以呢，我们在几个月以前呢，我们终于树立了一个十字架在我们这个大楼的顶上。
If you haven't noticed, several months ago, we actually erected a cross on top of this building.
因为在我们的信仰里面不可以没有十字架。
Because in our faith, we cannot.Do without the cross.
十字架成为刚才诗班所献的诗歌的一个基础。
The cross is the foundation for what the choir will sing.
因为在十字架上，我们看到没有更大的爱。
Because through the cross, we can see there's no greater love.
耶稣的十字架是那最大的爱。
The cross of Jesus is the greatest love.
因为他的死。
Because of his death.
因为他的流血。
Because of his blood.
我们今天在上帝的面前有今天的身份和地位。
We have a new position before God.
所以我们不能没有十字架。
So we cannot do without the cross.
第二件事我们不能没有的。
The second thing that we cannot do without.
因为这跟我们的信仰有直接的关系。
Because it's directly related to our faith.
我传道三十年还没有机会到圣地去，常常引以为憾。
And this is one of the things that I feel much regret over. That is, after serving God for three decades, I still haven't been able to visit the Holy Land.
我不知道开始不慕会出去做宣教士有没有这样的机会去圣地跑一跑，我不晓得。
I do not know whether it's within my itinerary to be able to visit the Holy Land.
我知道在我们中间有不少人在后的要在前已经去过圣地。
I know many among us have already visited the Holy Land.
据他们说，这是二手货，不是一手。
This is not first-hand experience, but according to them.
我以前辅导过一个学生，他现在在，大概是耶路撒冷，在犹太人的一个大学，在那边教中文，在那边修他的博士。
Indeed, I have a student that I formerly counseled. He is now teaching Chinese in a university in Jerusalem.
那么他的这个副业就是带会讲国语的人去参观去观光。
And one of his part-time endeavors is a tour guide for those who speak Mandarin.
下次你们要去来找我，我把他的电话给你们啊，你们可以去。也可以帮帮他，他也可以帮帮你们。
If you want to visit Jerusalem under the guide of a tour guide who speaks Chinese, you can ask me for his number.
据这些去过圣地的人说
，According to those who have visited the Holy Land,
这些向导带你去很多地方看。
The tour guides will bring you to many different places.
带到一个地方的时候，你先问他，你说那是什么地方啊？
But at one place, you might ask, what is this place?
那个向导千篇一律说，那里没什么好看。
All the guides will say, there's really nothing to see there.
那么什么地方是没有什么好看，而且又是一个观光的重点呢？
So you're puzzled, why then did you bring me to this point? So what is this place that all tours will bring you to, and yet there's nothing to see?
那个向导说，埋葬耶稣的坟墓，没什么好看，因为是空的，是空的。
Because that is the tomb of Jesus, it's empty.
从他的角度来看，这句话是对的。
From the point of view of the tour guide, this is a true statement.
请问哪一个宗教领袖埋葬的地方不是圣地？
Let me ask you this question. Is there any burial ground for religious leaders that are not considered sacred?
所有的那些宗教创办人或者是宗教的教主甚至他们的领袖他们埋葬的地方都是他们的信徒一定要朝拜的圣地。
Indeed, all the burial grounds for the founders of different religions are considered sacred grounds for those believers.
对我们基督徒来讲，耶稣基督的坟墓没什么好看。
But for us as Christians, the tomb of Jesus really has nothing to see.
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么呢？这说明我们的信仰，这是一个很重要的一部分。
This tells us the importance of this to our faith.
我们需要十字架。
We need the cross.
我们需要空坟墓。
But we also need the empty tomb.
因为这两样事情组成我们信仰很重要的一个基础。
Because these two are the foundations of our faith.
但是，在我们的信仰里面却缺少一个非常重要的一个因素。
But perhaps something else is lacking in our faith.
因为这一项的缺少，所以今天基督徒就变成不是那样的正常。
Because of this lack in our faith, perhaps that explains why many of us are not leading a normal Christian life.
如果今天要用三件事情画出来代表基督徒的话，基督教的信仰的话，第一要有十字架，第二要有空坟墓，第三我们需要一个什么？一个宝座。
The third thing that we are lacking is a throne.
这个宝座是说到主耶稣基督再来的这个确定的盼望和事实。
And it points to the affirmation that our Lord Jesus will come again and exert his authority.
你要相信已经发生的事情比较容易，你要相信还没有临到的事情比较难。
Perhaps it's easier for us to accept the fact of the cross and the empty tomb, but it's more difficult for us to accept what is to come.
但是今天很糟糕，有许多的基督徒连已经发生过的空坟墓的事实，对我们来讲都疑心参半。
Of course, if we even call into question whether the tomb is empty, then our faith is poor indeed.
你看那个不信耶稣的人，他们都告诉你说那个坟墓没什么好看，因为是空的。
Even the non-believers will tell you the tomb has nothing to see because it's empty.
那我们这些所谓信耶稣的人，难道我们不真正的相信耶稣已经复活了，他的能力应该是成为我们的能力？
So can we truly believe that Jesus is resurrected from the Lord and that his resurrection power is part of ours?
有一次马丁路德的太太穿了黑衣服。
One day, Martin Luther's wife wore black.
那么马丁路德就很好奇，就问他，你怎么今天穿这个丧服呢？
And so Martin Luther was surprised and said, "Why are you wearing black, which is the color of?"
难道我们家里面哪一个亲戚死了，你没有告诉我吗？
Did someone just pass away?
那马丁路德说不是亲人。
And she said, "It's not a relative of ours."
或者他说是最亲的人。
Or maybe she said the one who is dearest to us.
马丁路德说是谁呀？
And he exclaimed, "Well, who is it?"
他的太太说，耶稣死了。
And she said, "Jesus died."
马丁路德说，愚蠢的女人，你说什么话？
And he said, "You foolish woman, what are you saying?"
哪里耶稣死了？
Where does it say Jesus died?
我说你告诉我耶稣死了。
And she said, "You told me that Jesus died."
马丁路德说，我什么时候告诉过你耶稣死了？
He said, "When?"
你的生活的表现，你的态度，你的样子，告诉我耶稣死了。
And she responded, "By the way you're living, how you're responding to things, your countenance all tells me that you believe Jesus died."
你知道吗？今天有很多我们的亲人一直到现在不信主的原因在哪里？
You know, one of the reasons why many of our dear ones do not believe in the Lord,
因为他们在我们的身上看见耶稣不是个活的耶稣。
Because they cannot see that Jesus is alive in our life.
因为在我们的生活的表现完全是消极反面的一个表现。
Because in our lives, in our experience, we only project pessimism.
但是弟兄姊妹，你更重要，我们要记得耶稣基督他一定要再来。
But perhaps the most important point for us now is the hope that Jesus will come again.
如果主耶稣没有再来的这样的一个宣告和事实的话，
If his return is not going to be a fact，
今天在教会里面有许多默默摆上的基督徒就变成没有意义的。
Then those who serve the Lord silently will have served in vain。
有人左手做好事不让右手知道的那些人，他们所有的一切就变成没有意义。
Those who serve God such as their left hand do not know what the right hand is doing will have done all that in vain.
第一节第八节讲到显现，第一节跟第八节也讲到另外一个词叫做审判。
But in verse 1 and verse 8 Paul mentioned the appearance of Jesus as well as his judgment.
弟兄姊妹，也许你知道，也许你不知道。
Maybe you know this, maybe you don't.
将来有两个审判。
There are going to be two judgments.
一个审判是一般的审判。
The first is what we call a general judgment.
分辨你有没有永生，或者是你有没有永死。
It distinguishes those who are going to receive eternal life or eternal death.
今天一个非基督徒在那样的一个审判台的面前，他是无所遁形的。
A non-Christian, a non-believer,standing at that judgment can only have one consequence.
这是圣经上面的话。
These are words from the scripture.
我今天没有时间多来解释。
I do not have time to explain it in detail.
但是另外有一个审判。
But there is a judgment
to follow. 工作的审判。
A judgment of work.
当一个弟兄，当一个姐妹，因为他蒙恩在主里面有许多的摆上的时候。
When a brother or sister, after receiving salvation, has served God,
他最后的待遇跟其他马马虎虎、平平常常、普普通通的基督徒一样，这是神不公平。
It is not logical that those who have served God more will receive the same as those who really didn't serve God at all.
不错，这些侍奉主的人，他们不是要得着赏赐而侍奉。
True, those who serve God do not serve out of their hope for reward.
但是这是我们的态度。
But that is our response.
但是这个公义的神必然有一个公义的回报。
But God is just, so he has to treat these justly.
今天我们要做一个忠心良善的仆人。
Today we want to be a good and faithful steward.
因为我们知道有一天神要亲自的称许我们。
Because God will commend us.
我今天也许只讲这一点。
Perhaps I will just conclude with this point.
那么后面两点以后有机会再跟大家分享。不过呢，弟兄姊妹记不记得上一个礼拜罗达里传道在这边讲那一节的圣经，我们要得着神的称许。
But do we remember what Ronald shared with us last week that we should receive his commendation.
上个礼拜天，我们做完礼拜以后，我跟师母就开车到多伦多去。
After the worship service last Sunday, Mrs. Lee and I drove to Toronto.
在路上，于师母就告诉我，早上的信息对她有很大的帮助。
And on the way, Mrs. Lee told me that she was greatly helped by the sermon.
她说，真是我再次从神的仆人得到提醒，我们今天要单单得着他的称许而侍奉。
She said, I'm reminded by the servant of God that indeed we should look for God's commendation as we serve.
她提到宋尚杰。
And he mentioned John Song.
宋尚杰这样一个伟大的传道人也被人骂过。
John Song, such a great preacher, was criticized by others.
孙大庆，印度的一个圣徒，他也曾经被人批评过。
The great saint Sundar Singh from India was greatly criticized by others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们在主的面前，因着他要再来，我们一同忠心的务要传道。
Because of this fact, let us encourage each other.To preach the word.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。